Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
Hello and welcome to episode 21 of the Battlecast. I am your host, Seth Vilo, here today with great minds that have been working on trying to figure out what on earth is going on with this sword and shield meta. You know the title, you know why you clicked it, you're here to find out what on earth OU looks like after sword and shield, and we're here to tell you. But before we go into that, let me introduce the people who are here with me to bestow our knowledge upon you. First of all, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, the one who clean swept this week's trivia.
Without playing the game. Hello.
Yeah, it's without me, playing someone. The game. You know a lot about it, though. I know that we're in voice chat all the time.
I mean, I was following the leaks the whole time through, and I am playing Showdown, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're up to date.
I am up to date.
Yeah.
I'm keeping Perfect. Up with and... the sublime, you know?
Exactly. And the other one is the doctor himself is in the house, Dr. Shamu.
Hello, I'm here. And said that Wulu is no bulletproof. He can't take a bullet. Not yet.
Yeah. He is not titanium.
But he is our ride or die.
He's not steel wool yet.
No, he's not steel wool. That would have been such a fun evolution variant. That would have been hilarious. Or something like that. A split evolution or something. they gave Meowth steel typing. Like, come on.
Ugh. He just got double the wool, though. It's fine.
He's got
what
double
if we
the wool.
Get 18 Meowths, one for each type.
I
could be the new Eevee.
I don't like this at all. It's already well on its way, and I hate
it. I don't like the image of the poison one just being a pile of like sludge that slightly looks like a cat. it's gonna be
the
like
worst thing.
It's not even like fully formed. It's just like it's like slowly. It's like muck, but meows.
When the bubbles pop, you hear a meow.
That's good. I love it.
Like the Gigantamax.
No. Oh my gosh, that's horrible. I'm not looking forward to Gen 9 now. If that's in Gen 9, I blame you.
No, it's in Gen 10. We don't have Gen 9.
Gen 10. We skip 9, go to 10,
it's
Windows
like the iPhone,
version.
Right? It went from like iPhone 8 to like iPhone 10 or something like that, or 7 to 10.
We don't Pokemon do... Vista.
Oh, no.
No, let's skip that one.
Pokemon 95.
Exactly. But you guys aren't here to hear us rant about the horrendous future that is upon us or coming to us in a generation near you. You're here to find out what Smogon tiers look like. And the good news is there's only two at the moment, which makes it a lot easier. And normally here is where we'd kind of break off into tier time or whatever. But we're going to skip that because there are only two tiers. So we're just going to talk about the one that's most relevant. So we'll be right back after this quick break to talk about OU.
And now for our main topic.
Welcome back. We're here. We're ready. OU is upon us. They've got it almost kind of all the way implemented on Showdown. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to figure out what is going on. So first of all, a couple things that are different from last time. There's obviously the Dex thing, we know about that, but A couple things are still Uber, and that is Zacian, Zamazenta, and Eternatus. All three of those are just automatically an Uber, especially Zacian. That sucker's busted.
Oh, love Zacian.
Is it like 170 attack? Is it 175?
Yeah, 170 attack, and like 148 speed.
Yeah.
And then you get a free attack boost.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
It's stupid. Oh my gosh. And it's got coverage for days. It's got all the fang moves forever. Oh. And it's got
play rough
and behemoth blade if you want. It's a nuts case of just
perfect
Pokemon.
But you can't Dynamax, so it's balanced, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, okay, yeah, you can. And then you have Eternamax Eternatus. Not really. That would have been gross.
Well, you get the Eternabeam in the, what is it, Eternabeam, I guess? I haven't seen it myself, but apparently
you can get Eternabeam, but that's just Hyperbeam.
But it shows the Eternamax in it, I believe.
Oh, it does?
I haven't seen it myself, but I heard or like saw stuff like it shows this form while using Eternabeam or something on Cerebi.
I have a new goal after we complete this show. I've got to find out what this looks like.
Yeah, I can do that right now. Why not?
You can just do it. Oh my goodness. But yeah, so that's Ubers, and it will function more as a ban list than it has in the last generation, where it served as its own tier, just because that's kind of where we are. There's not really a need for anything goes at the moment because Rayquaza's not here.
Yeah, maybe after the home, Ubers will feel more like a tier.
Yeah. Yeah, and whatever they end up doing with NatDex OU, that's getting a little bit more structure to it day by day. And who knows, we might end up covering that someday in the future when they have more structure, more figuring out what everything is. And when we finally discover that movesets don't transfer over in home, which is what I'm hoping for. But, you know, whatever. So that's Ubers. So now we're down in OU. And it's a wild ride, wouldn't you agree, guys?
It's a free-for-all. Do whatever you want, and it might
one
work.
Day one thing's ruling, another day another thing's ruling. It's back and forth.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely nutty. It's fun, though, because kind of everybody is in there experimenting with new stuff, trying to figure out old stuff, kind of all at the same time. It's kind of like what Thatch has talked about, where all of us are now trapped in his pre-bank OU meta with him.
and I'm happy for that. I love this. I like pre-bank OU.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's
my favorite meta.
I would like it with a couple changes, but those might be coming to us in a sooner day than we think. But we each have just a couple of things. Before we kind of go into the overall state of everything, we've got a couple things that we just wanted to mention about how the meta is changed from last gen and gens prior, if you haven't been keeping up. So a couple things is that Shadow Tag was pretty much banned instantly. I think it lasted a grand total of 4 days in OU.
Yeah.
Yeah, they quick banned that because people discovered Gothitelle, Gotharita, and Gothita, all three of them on a team. And they would just trick you a choice item, encore you into something stupid, and just break you. It was busted.
That's not fun.
No.
No.
Not at all. I saw one replay where it had a Why Not that encored a Landorus or something like that. It was NatDex version, but it was still going. Same idea.
Yeah.
And it encored the Stealth Rock and then switched to Gotharita, tricked the Scarf onto it, then switched to Gothitelle and just set up +6 everything.
Oh.
Stupid.
That's lovely. So should be banned.
Thank goodness. Another thing is that Pokemon that were previously Uber last gen are now brought down. The biggest thing that influences is Aegislash. It is now roaming OU again. Yeah. And can you tell me another thing that happened to Aegislash, Sublime?
Well, it's like stats got dropped a little bit. They're down by 10 points, all the offenses and defenses. And then its signature move is less effective. King's Shield now only drops an opponent's attack stage by 1. Instead of by 2. So it's much more, I guess, manageable, we could say. It's still very good.
Yeah.
Like, it's great still, but more manageable, so it might be here to stay.
Yeah, it might be. Those 10 points really go a long way.
And the stage drop being cut in half as well is quite nice.
Yeah,
because that was one of the things that really abused a lot. It's like, oh, you just have King's Shield that forces them to switch out of their physical attacker generally.
Mm-hmm.
And even that still kind of does, but it's manageable. Like, oh, once
it's not as punishing, so.
Yeah, like, oh, once they just, that's fine. Yeah, it's just, but when you're dealing with, like, oh, guess what your attacks almost have now? It's like, yeah, it's a bit rough.
Yeah. So, if you see Aegislash, yeah, you are on the right ladder. He's back.
He's down. Fun. Use him well. Yeah, go use him.
Yeah. Get honestly, it. He's not that overpowering compared to other things right now. So, he's probably going to stick around. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. A couple other things that just kind of stayed in place. The Sleep Claws is still here, even though we lost a lot of our good Spore users and sleep moves. The Sleep Claws is still intact. There was a little bit of confusion about that early on, but it's still here. Swagger is unbanned, so get your Grim Snarls out and Swagger Thunderwave things to death. It's going to be fun. There's also talk of unbanning Moody. It hasn't happened yet, but there's really no reason to keep it banned anymore. Can you expand on that, Shamu?
Yeah, because now it does not boost evasion and accuracy, I believe. Is that correct? It doesn't, like, increase or decrease either of those now. So it's just, like, your attack, defense, special attack, speed, and I think that... I missed one? I have no idea.
Yeah, special defense. But, yeah. Yeah. It's just the actual stats.
The five stats.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, with that... I mean, that was the reason that it was banned before.
You could just get evasion stats, and it's, like, double evasion. It's like, well,
Now you can't hit it. It's over.
And it just sub-protects.
And it was randomness.
Yeah.
For evasion.
One of those things where you just get random, you stall out, and then you would baton pass it, but also baton pass is still banned, if I remember right.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's like, it was a combination with that too, I believe, initially, is why it got banned. And then it's like, oh, your baton pass is fine, until baton pass teams got out of hand.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And we don't have Smeargle anymore, so
yeah.
The big abuser there is gone. It's just Glalie and Octillery, really.
Yeah, and like,
I don't think anyone's expecting Glalie to take OU by storm. So.
Especially now that it doesn't have a Mega, for sure.
Even when it did. It did.
Because even then, like, the only one that would use it is Glalie. Like, Octillery could in, like, a lower tier, I guess, but, like,
it was great.
Yeah. At least, like, it's coverage, at least, now that I think about it, so.
Yeah.
It gets, like, everything.
It does. Oh my gosh. It's got one of the most expansive move pools I've ever seen.
It gets, Fire Blast? It gets, like, I think it's Sludge Bomb. I don't know. But you get grass moves, you get everything.
Yeah. Wow. It just can hit anything. It's hilarious. Octillery of all things. But that's kind of the big ladder changes and ruling changes so far that came in from last gen. So now here we are. We've got the Pokemon themselves, and we each kind of made a little list of some of the stuff that we wanted to go over. So what's your favorite thing at the moment, Sublime? What's on your list of things to look at?
My favorite thing at the moment, I guess, was taken by Shamu because it was Hatterene. But my second favorite thing is going to be Grimmsnarl. Hatterene is my favorite new Pokemon, in case you didn't know. But Grimmsnarl's up there also. Love the shiny. And it's a prankster that is, like, possibly my favorite typing ever. Dark Fairy. Very sublime, I must say. So that.
It's such a good typing.
Love the typing. Conceptually. Wish it had more resistances. Not the point.
It's got the stats to, like, decently.
And it has, like, acceptable enough stats. The reason I love it is because of Prankster, of course. And it has a phenomenal move pool to abuse it with. My favorite set has been Double Screens Light Click, trying it with. And then you just pair it with the Setup Sweeper. There you go. There's your team. And you can have four filler for whatever you need, you know. But you got Screens, you got Thunder Wave, you got Taunt, Substitute. A lot of people, instead of going the screen route, are doing a bulk up set. Because it gets bulk up. And it has a lot of cool, like, it has, I believe, multiple signature moves, right? You've got the Spirit Break, and I forget the other one's called. What's it called?
Yeah, the one that no one uses, False Surrender.
No need for that. But it's a cool
one. It's not
bond.
As good as Darkest Lariat.
It gets Darkest Lariat, fun fact, if you didn't know that.
Which is a TR now.
A lot of things get
that on, like, a bulk up set, they ain't gonna be bulking up against you because you don't care.
Yeah, you just go right through those defense boosts. It's great.
Yeah, so I think it also gets Sucker Punch. Someone got me with a Sucker Punch I wasn't expecting today. But yeah, it has enough moves to, I think, use Prankster effectively. It has enough attack to be dangerous if you want to go that way with it. It's a really fun Pokemon that can be run in multiple ways successfully. So it's a good one. It's a bit unpredictable. Coverage. Yeah.
You get Power Whip. You get Ice Punch, Fire Punch. There's also Drain Punch and Leech Life. Like, you get a lot of, like, Stopping Tantrum, Thunder Punch,
yeah.
Lost
yeah.
Power.
You can do a
it's
lot.
It's got a hilarious move pool.
Yeah, like, that's enough coverage to, like, deal with just about anything.
It also gets Nasty Plot, and I guarantee you someone is going to be successful with Nasty Plot when you're not looking.
It's got respectable special attack.
Yeah. It's no 120 where it's attacked at, but 95 is enough to do something. Like,
that's the same as Tyranitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also gets
and much
out.
Better than Corviknight.
Oh. Yeah.
So, before we move on to the next one, I was looking for something and I found it, and they've compiled the just initial stats for this, and they released the top 10 Pokemon being used right now.
Oh.
On OU. And number one, I'll just go in order. It goes Excadrill, Galarian Darmanitan,
yeah,
Dragapult. Corviknight, Ditto at number 5, Ferrothorn, Gyarados, Rotom Wash Form, Toxapex, and Aegislash. That is your top 10 right now. Excadrill has 36% usage, Aegislash has 18%. That kind of gives you an idea on where the Pokemon fall. It's kind of evenly split between the 36 and the 18.
Where's Corviknight on that? Just kind of curious.
It's below 10. They only gave out the top 10.
Oh, they only gave top 10? Okay, I don't know if they gave out more than that. Because I know that's also part of a core.
Oh, pardon me. It's 14th.
Oh, it's 14th? Okay.
Someone who had access to the actual stats spit out says that Tyranitar is 15th, just behind Corsola. So Corsola is number 14. So that's where we are at the moment. Shamu, tell me about some of your stuff.
We'll go over the... we'll go in order with Hatterene and Obstagoon, kind of, because one of the major cores is Ferrothorn, Toxapex, and Corsola. I'll let you get that in a little bit. But Hatterene tends to deal with most of them, just because you get Mystical Fire, which can just beat Ferrothorn. You get Psychic Stab, which deals with Toxapex. And Hatterene's hidden ability is Magic Bounce. So if they try to set up hazards or... poison you or try to strength zap you, it doesn't work and it gets bounced back. So
it's disgusting. I hate it.
And it
love her.
It essentially counters that entire core. And you can essentially you would run Psychic, Dazzling Gleam, Mystical Fire, and then a tech move essentially. Like you could do Trick Room with a thing, you could do Calm Mind. There's some other options too you can look into. Like I think it's Thunder Wave too.
It also gets Nuzzle. Why miss when you know you can hit?
Yeah. So it gets Nuzzle too. And another thing I found was trying to build around it, and found Obstagoon exists with Knockoff, one of the few Pokemon that gets Knockoff this generation, which could just deal with Corsola, can deal with Ferrothorn, it can kind of deal with Toxapex if you're you get Guts with Burn Orb Facade, which is Stab, which is insane. Yeah. You could also do Defiant if you wanted. It's kind of one of those, like, do you want to anticipate the stat drop, or do you want to anticipate the burn? Or you can just go full on with the burn, with, like, a Flame Orb.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit more reliable and scarier up front.
Yeah, because it just hits anything. It's like, oh, just give me a turn. And with Obstruct, and I don't remember, is Obstruct Flat Protect, or is it, like, the other one that, like, only does physical moves or whatever? Like... do we know?
You know, Obstruct is one of those moves that it took us a long time to figure out, and I have already forgotten, so we're going to find out together, shall we?
I looked it up. It is a block, and then it drops their defense by 2
stages. I just didn't know if it was, like, the one that just, like, oh, it blocks attacks, but doesn't block status moves.
It only blocks attacks. I know that much. It does not block status moves.
Okay, that's what I was curious about. So,
it's like King's Shield in that regard.
Yeah.
Except this one is 2 stages.
It's defense by 2 stages, so, like, oh, you block an attack and then you just hit them with Facade and kill them, because after 2 stages and Stab Facade with Guts is that's a threat.
Yeah.
And 95 speed is better than it used to be, so
yeah
And thank goodness it doesn't get pursuit, because that would have just been gross. Hit something with obstruct, lower their defense, then pursuit as they switch out.
That would have been so good.
Which brings me to the next thing of they removed some moves or reworked some moves. Pursuit is gone. Like it you cannot use the move. Even if you were to transfer something in, that gives you an in-game text prompt saying, "Hey, you can't use this move. We recommend you delete it." So it's gone. Hidden power is also gone, so special sweepers are kind of ruined.
Electric types are sad. Specifically.
The one thing is fairies got the good end, because they got mystical fire now.
They did. Yeah.
So they got like a better hidden power fire.
Mm-hmm. Another couple of things that are not gone, but severely limited in their distribution, just because their tutors are gone. A lot of Pokemon had them removed from their move sets. Three moves in particular: Toxic, Knock Off, Roost, and Defog. That's four moves, three. I can't count.
Defog wasn't a TR, was it?
No, it was not.
Oh, I forgot. I thought it was.
And a lot of stuff did have it removed from its move pool. Like, Rotom Wash, even though it's in the top 10, cannot Defog.
Correct.
How does Conkeldurr get Defog then?
That's a good question. It might be an egg move, I think. Which is incredibly weird to think about.
By the way, Conkeldurr has Defog now. Now you know.
Yeah. By the way, yeah. And a lot of the egg moves are a lot easier because of the egg move
mechanic changes.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'm looking at it real quick just to see. It is an egg move. Yep, it is an egg move. And how does it get onto it?
Hawlucha.
How does Hawlucha get it?
Hawlucha gets it. It's an egg move for that as well. It gets it from Farfetch'd.
Surfetch'd.
Thank you, Surfetch'd. You did us a service.
Oh, Surfetch'd did more than just that. Surfetch'd is a monster as well.
Yeah, especially now that Scrappy doesn't have the Intimidate drop.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it blocks Intimidate. That's a whole lot of other things that happened.
A lot of abilities
we don't really need to cover it here.
Just a lot of abilities got Intimidate Negate, essentially.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Scrappy's one of them.
Inner Focus,
Own Tempo.
You can say that for like a BGC
Rattled now triggers
or something, because there's a lot of stuff that can be talked with that meta later on.
Mm-hmm. Either a VGC or if we ever do Nat decks, that would be a good place to cover it too, because haha, Lando.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's
some
cool stuff.
I mean, let's not
there.
Like act like Intimidate's a bad ability though. There's just more things.
Oh no, it's not. It's just they nerfed it a lot for doubles.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, you'll still hit something. I'm sure we'll talk about this more when Incineroar gets carried over, because it's in the code. It'll land here eventually somehow, either through home transfer or something else.
Did lose knockoff though.
It did. Well, yeah, it did, but it might still have it depending on how they do move transfer. But yeah, it doesn't learn it by itself.
Do we have the moves that from the data mine?
We do.
Oh, I want to look into that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't think it had knockoff, so I'm assuming it won't let it use it. But we'll see.
Well, I just want to know what it's going to do now. I'm very curious.
Yeah, we got to find out more about what home is going to do before we really dive into that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the next one, and that Shamu so graciously mentioned my favorite core in existence, and that's Ferrothorn, Toxapex, and Corsola. Between the three of them, they set all three important hazards. Between the spikes, toxic spikes, and stealth rock. Corsola is the greatest thing to ever grace our presence, in my humble opinion, because it's bulky as all get out with Eviolite. It's got base 100 defenses on both sides. It's got reliable recovery-ish in strength sap, because you can go from 1% health to 100% health just depending on what you hit. It's stupid. It can burn, it can set rocks, it can even trap with a whirlpool set if you want. And it combos great with Ferrothorn because it blocks the fighting type weakness on Pharaoh. It gives it a good switch in. And it's just kind of a good standard wall thanks to Eviolite boosting both. Ferrothorn Toxapex is nothing new. We all know about that one. They're incredibly reliable, especially right now. They're excellent emergency buttons against the Dynamax feature, which is a huge, huge effect on how all these Pokemon are. It's a huge part of why what's good is good, why what is in that top 10 is where it is. Gyarados wouldn't be nearly as good without things like that, and Darmanitan even would be not a lot worse off, but it would be worse off without Dynamax. So let's pause here and go over that. and what Dynamax is, what makes it absolutely disgusting, and why my opinion on it from before we knew all of its inner workings to now has kind of changed. I originally thought this was going to be the greatest thing to grace our ladder.
You were hyped.
Now that we know, I was hyped.
You were hyped.
I need to eat an entire Corviknight because I was wrong. This is horrible. So let's cover a couple things. First off, we figured out what that Dynamax level button or sliding scale does, and that cranks up the amount of HP you get when you Dynamax.
It goes from 50% to 100%.
Exactly, yep. Which means you double it. You double your HP when you're Dynamaxed, and that carries over to online.
I've had some questions about that, actually. Maybe y'all can explain it to me, because I'll Dynamax when I'm at low HP, and I feel like I didn't get any extra HP. Maybe I missed... I don't know.
How's well, what happens is it doubles whatever HP you're at.
Okay, so you so gotta use it when you switch HP, in, y'all. Use it when HP. You switch in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have the same percent HP, and since on Smogon, it's done by percentages.
So I was like, my bar don't look no bigger because it wasn't. Now we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You get the same percentage. And when you go back to your previous health, it goes down to whatever percentage you were at that
Interesting.
Time. So it won't look any different. However, you'll still have all those points. Yeah. And someone today was lamenting on the Discord server, or maybe a Smogon thread, about how they thought their Dragapult would counter the Dynamax Gyarados in front of them. No, sir. That Thunderbolt from a Choice Specs Dragapult did not one-shot the Dynamax Gyarados. So, if that tells you how important doubling your HP is, I don't know what does. So, there's that. Another thing, which is why Darmanitan specifically loves it so much, Galarian Darmanitan, rather, it lets you bypass the choice item restriction. It does disable the choice boosts, so you no longer get, when you're holding a band, you no longer get the 50% attack boost.
Oh, it does? But did that confirmed?
Yes, that is 100% confirmed. You no longer get the effects of the choice band, but you're no longer locked into the move that you selected before.
But you're supposed to keep your ability when you Dynamax, right?
Depends on the ability. Guerrilla Tactics, for instance, is disabled because it functions just like a choice band.
I'm curious however, what other abilities are canceled, because it seems like some are and some are not.
Yeah, a couple are not. It just depends on the ability. Moxie on Gyarados is not, for instance. So it gets a KO, it still boosts it. Flash Fire, Clear Body, things like that on Centiscorch are all still active. Most of the time, the ability is going to be active unless it's some kind of restricting way. And mainly that's just
I wonder.
Darmanitan.
That's the most relevant example.
Do we know if Truant is still active? Because I don't know, do we have Truant in the game?
That is an excellent question. I do not know that for certain. It may not come up very often, but that's something that I don't have confirmation on at this time.
Because we have Durant in the game. It's just something to know for, like, possible futures, like, the, was it the National Dex meta?
Like, yeah. That'd be good to know. Yeah, for sure. Let Slaking have a couple turns of unrestricted
that actually be hitting. I think that'd be fine.
Giga Impact when you're Dynamax?
Yeah.
Without
well, actually,
Truant?
Giga Impact, the other thing of Dynamax is the move power things.
Yeah.
Nothing goes over 140 base power in Dynamax, but a lot of things are boosted up to 90 or 130 or 120-ish base power. Yeah. So actually, if you were to use Giga Impact in Dynamax, it would have less power because it drops it by 10 points.
That's but still 130. Use,
yeah, well, 140.
140. Is it 150? I thought it was 140.
I think it's 150 for Giga. I might be wrong, but still, it drops in power and... But things like Body Slam jump up.
Yeah, you think you're better off using like.
You're right. It is 150.
Assuming it gets double edge. So. I don't remember. I don't run Slaking.
Yeah, no you one can't does. Use Return anymore because that's one of the moves that was taken away.
Also worth noting because a lot of stuff did use it like just when they didn't have anything else to run.
Yeah, I was building a Snorlax just a little bit earlier, and I was thinking, like, oh, I'll just run Return. Oh no,
no.
Yeah. Other things that Dynamax can do, it's the constant state of worry that you're looking at in front of you when you're facing someone that they could Dynamax any one of their Pokemon at any moment. And that's terrifying. It's like anything can Mega, basically. And it's just horrifying. And you have no idea, and you're stressed the entire time, and it kind of brings down the game to a key three turns in it.
Yeah.
Like, whoever takes advantage of those three turns the best... wins the game. Flat out.
It's a much...
If the other person... Go ahead.
It's a much bigger comeback mechanic than, like, a Mega or a Z move. Because you literally just go, like...
It's not necessarily a comeback, because you can use it just to take the lead.
You can.
It can be a keep-going mechanic.
But also, it's a keep-going, or it can be considered a comeback. Like, someone else is, like, steamrolling you, like, 5-2, and the next thing you know, you get a key Dynamax in 3 turns. It's like, oh, well, and now we're even.
Yeah.
Like, that very... It just depends. It can be a comeback mechanic, and it can also be just something to stomp even harder. Like, it's...
Mm-hmm.
It works both ways.
It also kind of disables the idea of revenge killing, like that Gyarados Dragapult situation I mentioned earlier. You have a couple turns of setup. You have your Gyarados,
which is why I love it on setup sweepers, because a lot of the times people have checks, not counters to sweepers.
Uh huh.
And then so you get if you double up. Your hit points, they ain't coming for you. Oh no! Yeah.
So it just leads to this uncontrollable snowball that you can't really stop. It almost unfairly benefits just hyper offense in that sense. Mm-hmm. Defense can be used. Like, you can use Dynamax defensively, but if you do...
It feels like an opportunity cost. Huge. Yeah.
Because they can just switch out. Like, okay, whatever. Darmanitan's in. You click Dynamax and I didn't. I'll just switch out and threaten you again when your turn 3 is up.
Yeah.
But it can be cool to have max guard in certain situations. That's kind of a neat thing that can happen.
Also allows the option of double protect effectively.
Yeah, we think so. Where you can use actual protect one turn and then max guard the next turn for 100% effectiveness. So, Shamu, what Pokemon has come across now that Dynamax is everywhere? What Pokemon is the sole white knight against all Dynamaxing?
Before I talk about it for a second, like... Once we knew about that choice thing, I was just like, okay, Dynamax needs to go.
Yeah.
But then we found out that Ditto can come in and take your boosts, and then Dynamax itself and use your boost again.
Yep.
Which, that's why it's number 5, because essentially it's like, oh, I get 2 Dynamaxes.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially what it does. And it's just, no, that's unacceptable. That can't.
Yeah.
They at least made Max Knuckle, like, this can't go above 100 because it raises your attack.
Uh-huh.
But that's like a slight nerf, but like even then it's like, oh, what matters when I can go to +6 via your own attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a Scarf Trap speed you later on.
Yeah. It's crazy. And Ditto being number 5 in usage.
Could you believe?
5.
Could you believe?
It was popping up a lot more in the end of Sun and Moon. But not this much. Like, it was barely OU level. Now, holy mackerel. If it's the only thing that can stand in the way of an opposing Dynamax sweep, it's almost mandated on every team, pretty much. I haven't used it yet, but I know how good it is.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And you have all the weather and terrain control that you're doing. Gyarados sets its own rain.
Mm-hmm.
For boosting its primary damage move. Gyarados also gets Power Whip.
Yeah, that's a fun new one. You don't need to run Rain to do a Rain Sweeper, or Sun to do a Sun Sweeper, as long as they get a Fire-type move.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it's honestly like kind of nice in that aspect, but at the same time, it's just like, that makes them just scarier in a way.
Yeah.
You can set your own Swift Swim, too.
You can.
That's what
Barrascuda tends to
that
do that.
Monstrosity.
You have to roll the R, though. Barrascuda.
I can't roll R, so you have to do it for me.
Got it. Aye, Captain. It's very piratey. It evolves from Barrascuda.
Oh, I thought you were doing a Spanish accent, like Barrascuda, you know?
Barrascuda.
It's got the mustache.
It's got the mustache. That Pokemon is hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Rain is hilarious, but Barrascuda is most hilarious rain sweeper on the planet.
Oh god, Rain's scarier now too.
Oh yeah, especially for the thing that I'm going to mention here in a minute. But before we do that, let's talk about where Dynamax is going. And from discussion on Smogon threads and things like that, they see how, for lack of a better word, toxic this mechanic is. And there's hot discussion between all the people who do that kind of stuff and a lot of the people who just have badges in the Smogon community who've been part of tiering processes and done a lot of voting. The community members themselves, there's a lot of discussion going on about what to do about Dynamax. They're looking for a way to ban it or introduce something to keep it in check. Some options are just banning all parts of it. All of it's out. No giant Pokemon. That's the end of it. And easy cut and dry. Some other options are trying to come up with some kind of weird complex ban. Some discussions have been like, you can't Dynamax if you have a setup move, or you can't Dynamax if this, that, the other.
Smogon hates a complex ban, though.
They do. Yeah. They really do. And Chaos himself, the guy who founded Smogon, is heavily involved with these conversations about how he wants Smogon to be perceived in the public, and he doesn't want that to be how it is. He doesn't want people wanting to learn this game to have to follow a flowchart to find out what they can use on the ladder. And some kind of complex ban like that would be that. The most popular, however, is, as far as discussions there, is banning Dynamax, but keeping Gigantamax and those forms that can do that intact for at least a little bit. Because, you know,
that would require testing probably, but the philosophy was, as you were saying before we recorded, that if they ban it all, which a lot of people want, it's really hard to introduce the Gigantamaxing for testing afterwards. So if you just ban Dynamaxing but keep Gigantamaxing, they might ban Gigantamaxing too, but they'd like to test that by itself before they decide to cut it all out.
And it also gives it more of a Mega feel too. That's what I like about it. It's like,
it's basically Megas, but on a 3-turn counter. Because you know only certain Pokemon get it at that point.
And even
point.
Then they might, well, if they're going to do it, they're going to Gigantamax anyway. So it's not like, it can kind of balance some mods out while also making some better to a degree. Because like, we'll say Machamp, it can't use Max Knuckle.
It's
a higher grip ratio. But it can't.
What Gigantamax would be the best to use if it was just Gigantamaxes?
The first one that comes to mind is Gengar, because it is objectively better than Dynamax Gengar, because the G-Max move has trapping, as opposed to just lowering defense.
The other one is Grimmsnarl, because it gets Yawn on a damaging move.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's good, yeah. And that's a setup sweeper, potentially.
Yeah. Potentially Sentiscorch as well, because, you lose the opportunity to set Sun, but you trap.
Yeah.
And
I like the idea of doing
damage.
It with Calm Mind Hatterene also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets confusing. Whatever, then that Misty Terrain, it just confuses them.
That's for the Psychic one, yes?
Oh, is it Psychic?
I think it's the Fairy one.
Is it the Fairy one? Oh, okay, I wasn't sure with.
I think, I might be wrong,
either way,
it might be the Psychic
it doesn't
one.
It doesn't set Psychic or Misty Terrain, and it confuses them, or has a chance to.
That is decidedly weaker, but the HP boost would be good.
Yeah.
And so. That's the thing with a lot of these Gigantamaxes. They are objectively less powerful than their Dynamax. Like, look at Charizard. It wants to set Sun to set Solar Power, but
it can't.
Gigantamax can't.
Yeah.
It does the fire damage.
Also, with a Dreadnought would be a mixed bag. Like, you see it run on rain, but you wouldn't see it being its own rain setter.
Because it can't set its own rain.
Yeah. It can set rocks via water type moves, but it can't actually activate its own Swift Swim. So it'd be something like... It'd be like this generation, the Mega Swampert, in a way. Not...
Is it the water moves that it uses, or is it the rock moves that it uses?
Water.
It is the water.
It's Stone Surge, that's what it's called. But yeah, it's just a water move that sets rocks.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's some other ones that are fun. At least they made the pledges viable again, in a way. Which I like.
They brought the mechanic back.
Yeah.
So yeah, who knows? By next Battlecast, we might have that banned. They're trying to give it more time to see if things settle out. People figure out ways to counter things that are not thought of, but not a lot is happening.
Yeah,
so they're trying now to decide what to do instead of if they're doing something.
Yeah, because this meta's crazy right now. Like it said earlier, it's like one day it's this thing, another day it's another thing. Like, because Ditto just popped out of nowhere one day, and it was just everywhere for like a day and a half, and now it's just kind of settled at fifth. Like,
Which is still extremely high.
And I think the same thing happened with Hatterene, because I think it just like... It was Ferropex top core, and then that was forever, and then Hatterene popped up, and now Hatterene's on half the teams as well, just about.
Yeah, it's gross, and I hate it, and I can't figure out how to counter it.
There's not many counters for it, which is really scary, actually.
She is really slow. Yeah.
She's slow, but the thing is, Dustin can switch in, and then just, like, it's hard to switch in on it. And I think the one thing we found was, like, Snorlax, just because it has massive bulk on the special side.
Even then, once they start running Psyshock, you're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. But then,
topic. Sublime, tell me another Pokemon that you're excited for.
We mentioned it a little bit. Let's talk about how crazy everyone's favorite Choice Scarfer is, Darmanitan. Galarian Darmanitan. That ability. Gotta love its ability. What's it called? Gorilla Tactics? Yes.
Yeah.
Gorilla Tactics.
Gorilla Tactics is basically a Choice Band as an ability.
Correct.
It's a 50% attack boost in exchange for being locked to a move. That's not a problem. Yeah. That's good. Because that's then really we can good. Slap a scarf on it, and it's then you like, have two attack boosts. What's the attack stat? 140 attack and 95 speed. The bulk is kind of non-existent, but you don't need it to exist. Because it's got U-turn, so it's a really common lead.
It's a very common lead.
If you're building a team, think of how you would counter, like, what you would do against a lead with this. That's the thing you should think about when you're team building currently. If they're going to lead Galarian Darmanitan, what do I bring? Because a lot of people are doing that. And it's got Icicle Crash, Flare Blitz, which is just insane coverage, U-turn, and then the last move is either Frequently Earthquake or Superpower.
You have to do Zen Head, but it's actually... Okay.
Yeah, Zen Head
it's Darmanitan, but it gets Ice Punch. Or Icicle Crash, either way. It gets
Icicle Crash is...
And a free Choice Band.
Yeah, it's just Darmanitan.
Free Choice Band on top of your scarf. It's...
Like
disgusting.
Not like you're already running it. Like not like you're not running a scarf.
Because keep in mind that's 140 attack before the Gorilla Tactics boost.
And yes, for those of you wondering at home, you can also run a Choice Band with
this. You sure can.
And Darmanitan walks in with 2.25 times its attack. It one shots like everything.
And 95 base speed, even if you didn't have the scarf, is still. Quite good.
And let's talk about Zen Mode.
The only reason it gets Flare Blitz, though, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty much.
Thank goodness, though, because it makes the scarf so much better.
Zen Mode is usable. Oh my gosh.
Zen Mode is Isn't there a different activation now? You just have to get a kill or something like that?
Nope.
I thought it was just 50%.
It's 50%, so you do Belly Drum into it, and then it's a monster.
You got it.
Yep. Belly Drum into a 165, 135, or still 140?
Yeah, 160 attack.
It is 165.
Okay. So
really? I'm looking at Smogon right now, and it says it's 160.
Oh, it might be 160. I apologize.
So 160 attack and 135 speed.
Yeah.
Then you just become an ice fire type and a insane snowman that's just got fire spiking out of it. Like.
And it's actually benefited by how common Choice Scarf Choice Scarf version is, because people will be expecting like the U-turn or something like that. Then you sub, then you Belly Drum, you activate your Salac Berry, you're at plus 6 attack, and they forfeit, because that's all you can do against a monster with 1600 attack staring at you. It doesn't have Gorilla Tactics, but it's got 1600 attack, and it outspeeds Choice Scarf, or at least plus one Excadrill with a Salac Berry boost. Nuts.
But I guess talking about Pokemon that just destroy teams, maybe we should talk about that Rain Sweeper while we're at it.
Yeah, bring on the memes. Everyone's favorite fossil boy, Dracovish, is a name that will be feared in households across all of Pokemon. You look at it, it's not very intimidating. It can't really breathe. It's got 90 base attack. Yeah, but it's got this one attack called Ficious Rend. And this attack, for those of you who don't know, the fossils all get one of these types of attacks. The fish ones get Ficious Rend. The bird electric things get Bolt Beak. They all do the same thing. They're 85 base power, but if the user moves before the target or the target switches out, it doubles in power.
The fact that it's if they switch out, too.
Yeah, that's the big one. It doubles in power, so it becomes a 170 base power move.
Well, it's not like it's a biting move and it gets Strong Fang, right? Like, that's not...
As a matter of fact, it is.
Oh, no.
It is boosted by Strong Jaw. which is another 50% boost.
Which Dracovish gets.
Yes, it does. And Dracovish has 75 speed, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's faster than Ferrothorn.
But Ferrothorn can take it, right? Ferrothorn can take a hit from it, right?
You would think so, but it's holding a choice band, and it's using this move. It peels 60% off of a Ferrothorn.
It's like peeling a banana.
Yeah.
No.
It two-shots Ferrothorn and Toxapex with a resisted move, which is gross. And then if you need coverage or are facing something that has 4x resistance, because that's the only reason you click anything other than Fish's Ren.
Or maybe
Ren.
If something else had Water Absorber, you know. An immunity.
Exactly. You just throw the other Fang moves on it. You've got Psychic Fangs if you really want to catch Toxapex hard on a switch. You've got Crunch for Ghosts randomly, I guess. And you've got Ice Fang for Appleton specifically, because it doesn't need moves. It only needs Vicious Rent.
Yeah.
In Rain, too, it's a Water-type move. In Rain, with a Choice Band, with Strong Jaw, doubled in power, this thing hits roughly 575 base power.
I guess that's to cover a couple other random options. You can get Facade. So if you were like, you're afraid of getting burned, there's that option.
Yeah, you switch into a Scald, you mess up.
You get Iron Head for fairies. You get Leech Life if you really want that.
You get Leech Life. Is Leech Life boosted by Strong Jaw?
No.
It should be.
It had a biting animation, but it's not. But like,
yeah.
You get Leech Life if you want recovery, but
yeah. But you're not clicking anything other than Fish's Rent.
No, you just need Fish's Rent.
No, Fish's Rent is all you need.
Put it on Rain, melt teams. It's great. It's fantastic. And it was kind of getting hype because it was a cool move, and then someone figured out that Strong Jaw boosts it, and now it's the new thing. It's gross. I like to play defensive teams. I've faced a couple of these. I just sit and I have no idea what I need to do to this thing. I just let it kill my walls. I have no response. I switch in my Revenge Killer. They just switch it out. Okay. I switch in Dragapult to kind of try and revenge it. Okay, bye. I'll just go to something else and come in on your wall again later. See ya. It's gross.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The most powerful Pokemon is a 90 base power horrendous fossil creation.
They can only breathe in the water and run that
lake. I told y'all they were abominations. I told y'all they were creatures.
They're so good. The fossils are the best thing to grace us in this entire game.
Because even like Dracozolt's decent too, with just the Bulbeak.
Uh-huh.
Because we have Electric Terrain Setter, so like Pincushion exists, so yep. You can run something like that. Like at Shofu did something with it recently, so you can, like, he's got Pincurchin with that, and you set up screens, and it's just like, oh, I guess my dragon's just electric hitting everything. It's like, it's dumb. Like, these things, Bulbeak and Vicious Rent were balanced until, like, oh, guess what? They're just, we just make them fast instead.
It's like, yeah, until people figured out how to use them.
Yeah.
Then they were balanced until then. And imagine when Sand Rush comes out on this thing, because that's the fourth ability, which are all the rush abilities for these things, are not available at this time. The Dracos will get Sand Rush, and the Arctos will get Slush Rush.
Yeah, which the Arctos are
not available at the moment.
They're only 55 speed, so they're only getting to like a 110.
Well, yeah. It depends on which... Oh, the Arctos you meant, yeah.
Both
yeah.
Arctos are 55, and then the Dracos are 75.
Dracos are 75, which is probably
so once they get the speed ability, those ones are pretty much going to be outspeeding just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Except for a couple Scarfers, maybe, but...
Yeah. Nothing relevant. Oh. So you'll just be throwing Vicious Wrens, not Strong Jaw boosted at that point,
no,
but still,
you'd
170 base power stab. Wow.
And you have Choice Band still as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be vicious. It'll be hilarious. Oh my gosh. I know Linian's excited. He's loved his Dracozolt. Dracozolt?
Yeah, Dracozolt, yeah.
The names. It's like doing a math formula for the names. He's loved that thing. Lord Mix-a-Lot. Oh my gosh. Great in raids, too. But some other things, like the things in this, the random things that work. I love that part about this, because it's kind of all of us discovering what works and what stops things and what keeps things going, all of us doing it together. It's hilarious. Like, Shamu, you've got this meme Colossal set.
Oh, boy.
And Colossal's not bad.
It's honestly, like, it has one bad stat, but we found out Steam Engine goes to +6 instead of +3 or +1. It's just, let me max out my speed and We did the math before we were recording and found out the only, like, nothing outspeeds this at plus one. So any Scarfer will not outspeed this except for, technically, Deoxys speed. But Deoxys speed is not
with
in
a
this.
Scarf.
It even outspeeds Ninjask at a plus one.
Yeah.
Because Ninjask gets a 690, and this thing gets a 696 if you have max speed investment, but...
Yeah, and Steam Engine is busted because it just instantly maximizes your speed.
Yep,
it's crazy.
Yeah, so you don't, like, you have a 30 base, but it doesn't matter if you just switch into a fire move and you're at plus 6 and you are at max speed.
Yeah, like, it's not terrible.
No.
It could be better, but it's not terrible.
Everything else is above an 80.
Yeah.
Like, it's... I thought this thing was going to be so trash, and I'm, like, looking at this, like, it's got to roll. It's more like you're going to run it physically defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Because it got 110 HP, 120 defense. You are fire rock, but you get burn up, so you can always just slap burn up on something, and then now you're only a rock type.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's got that. It's got equal offensive stats, so you can run it physical or special. The only thing you miss if you do special is you don't really get a rock type move.
Because
you only get ancient power for special rock. But it gets body press with a 120 base defense. So you have, like, a random fighting coverage if you're doing special to do with something like Snorlax or some other special wall.
It also gets stealth rocks and spikes.
Yep, it gets both entry hazards. So you can do that in the lead with her, like, something to switch in to do that. You get scald.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... It's not
And
bad.
Rapid spin!
Yeah,
scald rapid spin. On a rock type. What on earth?
Well, we had scald on an Emboar before.
I know.
That was the thing.
What on earth is this world?
Because, like, just to go through his stats again, just to make sure we cover them all. So, 110 HP, 80 attack, 120 defense, 80 special attack, 90 special defense, and then 30 speed. But with 248 investment in a neutral nature for it, when you get hit with Steam Engine, you will go to plus 6, which will be faster than a Scarfed Dracapult.
Wow.
You have to be, like, max speed to outspeed Scarfed Ninjask, but no one's fearing Ninjask. At least not right now. Who knows?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Who knows? It is in the game, so who knows?
Yeah. Could you also,
it could pop up.
If you run it physical, you get access to Heavy Slam and Heat Crash. I don't know its weight class overall. I know there's another Pokemon that gets both, though, that's way heavier, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's honestly, surprisingly, it doesn't seem bad. I don't think it's not seeing a lot of play, but you see it here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. It might become more meta in the future, depending on what gets hit and what changes.
Yeah. Sublime, how about you close us out with everyone's favorite Raven and tell us a little bit about that.
That is so Raven. I'm so glad you brought that up. Raven. It's so Raven, and that would be Corviknight.
Corvi in the house.
Corvi G. which has pressure, which is a great ability to have.
We're talking Corviknight, just to make sure.
Did y'all need a flying steel type still in this game? Oh, y'all
did?
We got you covered. It's called Corviknight. Yeah. And this thing's stats don't look that good when you look at it, but it puts in so much work with what it gets. So it has 98 HP, 87 attack, 105 defense, which is its highest stat, 85 special defense, and just 67 speed. But it has all the right tools for what people are using it for. Here's the other thing we wanted to talk about with Corviknight. It struggles with four move slot syndrome real hard.
Oh my gosh.
It's a great Pokemon, but oh my gosh, picking moves for it is a challenge. Because one of the most popular sets is Bulk Up. People love Bulk Up Corviknight. But then what do you pair it with? Obviously you need Brave Bird for your attack. But then you only have two other moves, and your choices include... Where do we even begin? Substitute, Roost, Defog, Taunt. What am I forgetting?
Sub-Roost, Defog, Taunt, Body Press is one that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it to counter Excadrill a whole lot more effectively. Brave Bird, obviously, for...
You need Brave
actually
Bird.
Hitting things.
It's really hard to pick four moves for this thing. But whichever four you do pick, it's one of the top 10 most commonly used Pokemon, and for good reason.
Yeah, it's arguably the best defogger at the moment.
It's kind of like
arguably
the
best
common,
bulk up.
Yeah. It's hard to do both of those at the same time is the challenge.
Yes, but it is incredibly good at both,
yes.
Sometimes it can pull off both at once, but...
But then you probably are missing, like, either Roost or Substitute.
Yeah, either you need real big real big role compression on your team for whatever reason, or you're trying to do too much in one slot.
But yeah, this thing only has 87 attack, and it's like a huge setup sweeper.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good. Like, it's the type. It's better than Skarmory in that sense.
It has. Doesn't it have, like, overall more bulk than Skarmory does?
Unfortunately, no. When we had the original calculations of what we thought its base stats were, we thought it might be, but it's 3% less physically bulky than Skarmory, but, like, 30% more specially bulky.
So overall, I meant. Like, overall, it's more bulky.
Overall, yes.
Yeah, it's like, it's not Skarmory for your Skarmless fantasies. However, overall, it's not like a physical wall, but it's bulkier overall.
Yes.
On a steel type that can do a lot of stuff for you, so good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're building a team and you need a defogger, there aren't a lot in the format necessarily. There's mm-hmm. Corvin Knight. Consider that.
Yeah, it's real good. It's a good threat, and...
And someone made it to number one on the ladder with Nasty Plot.
Don't use it.
You shouldn't, but someone did.
I kind of want to do
someone did it.
Someone did it.
Air slash steel beam.
I think it was just beam. Air slash. I think it was just air slash.
Nah, steel beam. It gets it. Run it.
It what? Does get it.
All steel don't types get steel beam.
Also, for doubles, it gets tailwind, so that's fun to know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Please don't.
Also, it gets
steel
screens.
Beam.
Oh my gosh. You'll this thing gets cry. Screens.
Yeah.
And power trip. Like, oh my gosh. So many options.
It's great, but
I think people are going to be innovating it for a long time to come.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And a lot with the other Pokemon that we've mentioned and some that we just do not have the time for. There's going to be a lot of innovation in the next coming weeks, especially if something's done about Dynamax and people have a little bit more freedom. Oh, so
it gets spite. You can pressure Solomon more. Oh no.
You can.
That's what's so good about running. I think that's why it's so good to consider substitute in Roost on whichever role you have for it. Because with pressure... You can just pressure stall something.
Yeah, they can use mm-hmm. Fire Blast 3 times on you. Or no, not 3, like, no, 4 times, sorry. I'm thinking of just not PP Max. But so
another common one is it makes it so that Toxapex can't stop you because you stall out the hazes.
Yep.
But anyway, that's where I think we're going to wrap up our OU kind of ladder coverage. It's a small glimpse at everything going on right now. There are some things that we just don't have time to mention. Toxtricity, Copperajah. Life Orb Clefable even is making a gigantic comeback. There's a lot here to unpack. And the best recommendation is just hop on the ladder and keep playing because you'll be discovering just as much as everybody.
Yeah,
because
no one knows
things.
What they're doing. Yeah. So if you don't, uh-huh. that's okay.
And trends will pop up in a day. Like with Shamu saying the thing about Hatterene, just kind of, oh yeah, this counters Ferropex Corsola. Let me just slap it on every team. Things like that happened 48 hours ago.
Yeah.
And It's fantastic to watch this evolve so quickly. So hop in the ladder. We're going to feed you a team. We're going to have a nice little tea party here at the end of this episode to feed you a team that has done pretty well with a couple changes.
We didn't have tier time, so we have tea time.
We have tea time. Exactly. Tea time. So tier time, whatever it is. There's going to be some name changes of these segments here in the future. But we will be right back with team of the episode. Hey guys, Seth Philo cutting in to tell you about something awesome that I've been absolutely loving, Vite Ramen. If you guys know me, you know I have a borderline noodle addiction, and part of that love has always been a guilty pleasure for ramen. Well, Vite Ramen is ramen, but get this, it's actually good for you. You heard me right. The guys at Vite Ramen have spent years making ramen that's nutritionally complete, and I absolutely adore it. Each bowl has 30 grams of protein, which is more than your average protein shake, 7 grams of fiber, all 27 key vitamins and minerals that you need, and most importantly, tons of awesome flavor. Oh yeah, and did I mention it still only takes 4 minutes to prepare? It's basically still instant ramen. You can head over to viteramen.com and pick up soy sauce chicken, garlic pork, and my favorite, vegan miso flavors, as well as handy utensils and other such stuff. And here is the coolest part. At checkout, enter code PUCKLE, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. That's PUCL, all caps, for a whopping 10% off. Anyway, I gotta get back to rating, and you've got a show to finish. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
And now for the flavor of the month.
Welcome back to Team of the Episode. We're here to review this team that we've kind of taken and updated, if you will. It was originally from on the Rate My Team area of Smogon. This guy got pretty high with it, but we made some updates to
account
for some...
The meta's changing so fast.
Exactly. Yeah. We made updates to adapt to how the meta is right now as opposed to a couple days ago.
And it might might need to make some changes in a couple days from when you get it.
By the time this episode comes out, who knows?
Yeah. Make changes as needed.
Oh my goodness. Yes. So what we've got, I kind of alluded to it at the beginning, and we're starting off with Poltegeist, one of my favorites. You can make it authentic or phony. Whichever one you want, it doesn't matter.
Fake it till
but
you make
it's
it.
Got exactly. It's got a white herb. The ability is weak armor. EVs of 252 special attack, 4 special defense, 252 speed, timid nature with shell smash, shadow ball, stored power, and giga drain. Kind of a standard Poltegeist set. We chose weak armor in this situation because it lets you steamroll and get a little bit faster after taking a physical hit, as well as if you live it. It cranks up the power of stored power by 20 points because you go up 2 stages of speed, down 1 stage of defense. So it does add overall to your sum of stuff.
And you're really not living more than like 1 or 2 hits. So it's like...
Yeah. With or without weak armor.
Yeah, it's not really doing... Curse Body doesn't do much for you unless you're...
It's defensive. Basically your finisher if you're setting it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should if not you're hoping to rely on Curse Body, yeah, you've already lost. So, to support Poltegeist, we've got Grimmsnarl holding Light Clay with the ability Prankster. It's got 248 HP, 252 defense, 8 special defense with an impish nature, reflect, light screen, taunt, and spirit break. Just kind of a standard screen setter that can attack with spirit break, lower the opponent's special attack a little bit, and make things easier to switch into.
Yeah, and so we're going to follow that up with something else that would love those screens, and that would be the new... Pharaoh Peck's answer, Hatterene. We love Hatterene. I love Hatterene. She's rocking that magic bounce because spikes don't mean nothing, okay? We don't got time for that. Toxic, ain't got time for... Nope, ain't no time for none of that. We were doing Modest Nature, 252 HP, 244 special attack, and 12 speed, which is noteworthy because if we're going to be tearing apart that real common core, we going to outspeed the Corsola, okay? 12 speed will... outspeed no investment Corsola, and Corsola probably aren't investing in speed because they need to maximize their bulk. Then we're rocking the Psy Shock because we like to hit from both sides. Draining Kiss so we can heal. Mystical Fire for that Ferrothorn, and then Calm Mind. Calm Mind is really great because once you get some boosts, Draining Kiss is actually relevant in its damage output on top of healing for 75%.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's on par with Dazzling Gleam, which only has like 70 base power.
I think
Draining Kiss has 50. Oh, does it?
Yeah,
it's in
80.
There.
It's yeah, but it's thereabouts.
You lose power, but the primary ammunition
the
that you're firing with
is
psychic
worthwhile
and fire.
Because Psy Shock is already hitting harder. If you're just looking for an attack that hits hard, the fact that you get the staying power, increased power with Draining Kiss on your setups, Weaver, is nice because you can set up.
It's a lot more staying power than Giga Drain because it's a 75% heal compared to
what they gonna do, taunt you? I don't think so.
So, like, once you get a Calm Minded setup and you're hitting with Draining Kiss, you're gonna be pretty much gaining almost all your health back if you're killing stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's magic bounce. and then we got Ferrothorn as well because Ferrothorn's great, you know. Ferrothorn is in the top 10 most used Pokemon right now. We got that Akaberry. We changed the item on this team because with an Akaberry, you can counter the Hatterene that are trying to counter your Ferrothorn. And
as
then
well as
one-shot
Darmanitan.
It with an Iron Head. Yes. So it makes it a much better check to two of the biggest answers to Ferrothorn currently. Very clever. We're running Relaxed Nature, 248 speed HP. 248 HP. I was about to say speed. I'm like, definitely not. definitely
that,
not.
That fast gyro ball.
That fast gyro ball. New meta, you know. 84 defense and 176 special defense. That's the standard nature. We're rocking Stealth Rock, Leech Seed, Power Whip, and Iron Head. Now, Iron Head is chosen instead of gyro ball because what is everyone using to beat Ferrothorn right now? Hatterene. Hatterene is slow. With Iron Head, you're one-shotting it. So it don't even matter.
Maybe not one-shotting it,
but you
but
do a lot more.
A lot.
I thought it was one-shotting. Yeah. I guess it's
no,
not. That
I think
good,
that was
right.
the Darmanitan count that we were talking about.
Okay, that's the one.
It was Darmanitan after rocks. Yeah, Iron Head kills.
Yeah.
Yeah, so use Iron Head and you will threaten the Hatterene switches a lot more.
All right, take us home, Shamu.
All right, and then to help out with Darmanitan, we also have a Rotom Wash with a... So, we're not a victim with Darmanitan, but we're running a choice card for Rotom Wash with Attunement Nature, Max Special Attack, Max Speed for Defense with Full Switch, Hydro Pump, Trick Will was fairly standard. It's a Rotom. And then closing it out, we have Cinderace with Heavy Duty Boots, Max Attack, Max Speed, Jolly with Force Bedef. And we have U-Turn, Pyro Ball, High Jump Kick, and Court Change. Which,
Does anyone change... not know what Court Change is?
Well, let's go over it real fast.
In case someone doesn't know.
So, Court Change is Cinderace's second signature move, other than Pyro Ball.
Which because
is
just, fire tapes get more of everything.
Physical Fire Blast, pretty much, I believe. I don't know if the accuracy is any different.
It's even more power. It's 120 with.
Oh, yeah, because I forgot the Fire Blast got the.
Because it's physical, so it's the difference that this usually accounted for.
But Court Change, what that does is that will swap any, I guess, it would be any field effects on either side. So, for example, I've got Reflect, my opponent has Light Screen. I will click Court Change. I now have Light Screen, my opponent has Reflect. Like, I've got Rocks on my side, they've got Spike, it'll swap that. So, for example, too, it's like, oh, they've got all the hazards on my side, and they've got Aurora Veil up, and I just click Court Change. That all swaps around. So that'll be the only thing to worry about this team, too, because you do have dual screens. So you have to be careful when using Court Change. You don't want to, like, you obviously wouldn't do it then.
Yeah.
But it'd be one of those things where, be careful
something
of that.
Something to be mindful of.
Yeah, and same thing with hazards. Like, hey, I set my rocks, and I click Court Change, because they have a barrier. You're gonna get their stealth rock.
Yeah.
So,
which is very notable, especially because we've got the Hatterene that could bounce things back. So you're gonna have to time this Court Change if you're behind, basically.
Yeah, and that's also why we run the Heavy Duty Boots, so you don't take the hazards that you're switching into, assumedly, and then you can just give them to your opponent.
Yep.
So
the idea is just clearing the field as much as possible and neutering various defensive threats like Trick with Rotom to stop Toxapex from doing a whole lot, and then just
set
go
up
to town
screens,
with Poltegeist.
And then, set up.
That's the evil plan. And you can Dynamax the Poltegeist to do some crazy things. You can, for instance, do Max Mindstorm with the stored power, and that blocks priority. So if you were worried about Shadow Sneak anyway, about like worrying if it would really cut into your weak armor, you just Max Mindstorm and they can't Shadow Sneak. So problem solved. So that's pretty much the Dynamax target for this team. You can do something else. You could even have the Hatterene be Gigantamax capable if you really want to. That's just down to your personal preference. So yeah, that's the team that we're leaving you guys with. I've had a blast. This has been a lot of fun, just kind of learning the meta and playing with things like this that are somewhat meme-y, and now we're starting to get into the realm where we can counter-team stuff. Oh, it's great. But if you like what you hear, we're going to close it out here. Feel free to subscribe here on Puckle Plus and listen to the main show that comes out every Monday on the regular Puckle feed. Make sure you don't miss that. Listen to us on... or rather, subscribe to us on social media things like Facebook, Twitter. Those are the biggest ones. And come to our Discord where we all hang out and talk about all sorts of things, Pokemon and Sword and Shield. You can get in on raid nights if you want to and all that kind of cool stuff. That's where most everything happens, is on the Discord. So if you want to come talk to us, join us there. There's a link down in the show description. Other than that, there's ways you can support us too if you like what you hear. You can sign up for Patreon if you would like to. We greatly appreciate it, and every cent that you donate to us goes right back into the community to make sure that we keep you guys going with all sorts of prizing and things like that, as well as mics to make sure we don't sound terrible, things like that. It goes right back into making this podcast the best Pokemon podcast out there. And other things are the shop. We're still on TeePublic. You can grab some stuff there. And all that kind of stuff. You guys probably heard the ad for Vite Ramen in here, one of our new sponsor people. And you can use code Puckle for 10% off at checkout there. If you're a ramen noodle addict like myself, that helps support the show. And other such stuff. Am I forgetting anything, guys?
I don't think so.
Subscribe.
Awesome. Subscribe. Like us, please. We need the affirmation. Anyway, I have been Seth Vilo.
I continue to be Sublime.
And I'm Shamu.
And we'll catch you guys next month on whatever the tiering stuff looks like in 30 days' time. We're all in this together. Colossal everywhere.
Nothing but colossal.
Colossal fossil. That's
colossal.
Fossil and colossal. Oh my gosh.
We'll see you guys next time. Catch you on the flip flop.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.